Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's, oh, what do you know? It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 15th day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029. And hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 41 degrees for the Klamath Basin today and a low in the morning of 7. It's not warming up. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here, which means do this. Alrighty. All right. All right, we'll start it. I mean, this is just outrage. I mean, we all know what's going on. We know what we're not fucking doing. We know we're just allowing this our fucking world to crumble around us, and we're just sitting here doing shit about it. But here, well, that we got to have something to put up. So here we go. Biden asked for massive $886 billion military budget for 2024 by David DeCamp. This is posted March 15th. And it was put up by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Congress has added tens of billions to Biden's previous request. The White House is asking Congress for a whopping $886.4 billion military budget for the year fiscal year 2024, and with $842 billion of it going to the Pentagon. The rest would go toward other federal agencies, military spending, including the emergency department, department's nuclear weapons program. That's fucking exciting, isn't it? I mean, you know, you realize we the people don't have a goddamn say in none of this shit. We're supposed to be run. This is supposed to be our country, man. This is our fucking money they're fucking spending. It ain't money. Fuck it. It's the wealth they're sucking out of this nation like we told you they would when Trumpy was running. I had an article up this morning. My son, he helps me. He throws a few articles up in the morning when he first gets up, and he hasn't quite got the hang of it yet, but this was just totally right-wing motherfuckers. Started out, it's the left wing. Oh, the left wing is the problem, and the left wing's doing this, and the left wing. No, but all you fuckers are. You're the left and right wing of the same bird, and there's the same shit coming out its ass. I did those kind of articles. I took the article down because it disgusts me. It disgusts me that these motherfucking Trump-tards ain't learned their goddamn lesson yet. Hey, fuckers, I'm going to play some Trumpy shit for you here in a little while after I get finished with this article. We'll see if that motherfucker is what he... I mean, what is happening to this country isn't happening because of leftists or the communists. It's the goddamn corporate mafia. Corporate. They're fascists. They're communists. They're capitalists. All in the same time, this has been nothing but a corporate welfare state since its inception. That's what must be stopped. We must remove the fucking corporate, fucking unlawful corporate charter, and we have to get back to the fucking law or we will never know peace. We will see this country crumble fucking around us, and we'll sit there and polish our fucking guns. The 2024 National Defense Authorization Act will likely be much higher than the White House requested as Congress added tens of billions to the previous two military budgets for 2023. President Biden requested $813 billion, but Congress added $45 billion, bringing the finalized NDAA to $858 billion. And they do this because they know it's, I mean, hey, how about don't pass that son of a bitch? We can't afford this. But they all know it's going to, you know, that those extra billions added in there, you know what that'll be used for further invasion of our fucking country, for further poisoning of our fucking people, for further destruction of the fucking greatest country that ever fucking existed on this planet, for the fucking destruction of the only fucking freeman law that ever fucking existed on this country, our Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the elected representatives of the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. That's what it'll be fucking used for. It'll be used for by both the communists and the fucking fascists. That is your phony fucking left and your phony fucking right, because there can be no left. There can be no right. There can be no conservative. There can be no fucking liberal. There's just law or there is not, and there is not. And this guy suggested. This guy suggested, well, we should just take the blue states and separate them from the red states and let them have that. No! You're not getting no fucking portion. Neither one of you are getting one fucking inch of this goddamn country. It belongs to all the American nationals. And the only way you can take it from us and give it to each other is through the goddamn procedural due process and through an individual filing in a common law court. All of it's fraud. It's been fraud since its inception back when Lincoln fucking declared martial law. From that day forward, everything's a fucking fraud. It ain't worth the paper it's written on. And you may want to try to find a way where you can lay down and lick somebody's ass. If you can have our red states, we can have our goddamn right-wing fucking bullshit, too. We can have our Trumpy. We can have our fucking goddamn, we'll take the guns and we'll give you procedural due process later. Fuck you! You'll never come up on this side again, I guarantee you. Anyway, I'll get back to what I was doing. I'm sorry. Congress could easily bring the 2024 NDAA to over $900 billion. The rest of the fucking world all put together doesn't spend fucking close to what we fucking spend on military. This is the industrial military complex. This is what they're fucking over there in the Ukraine dividing up and fucking stealing. They'll tell you they're stealing 95% of every fucking dollar. They fucking tell you. But you do nothing about it. $900 billion closing in on the $1 trillion mark. Man, $1 trillion a year to fucking what? To kill fucking people? For death? Destruction? For fucking coercion? Strong arm fucking robbery? On an international basis by the international corporate mafia? You're handing this money over to mafiosa, but you do nothing to stop it. You don't go after them. No, we'll wait and then. Oh man, I mean, shit, billions of us. Another 100. Let's see, where are we at there? Congress is easily 24, 900 billion, closing in on a trillion mark. The NDAAs don't include the funds authorized for the Ukraine war, which could add another $100 billion. What the fuck are we doing financing other people's fucking wars? And other, what it is they're trying to fucking get in our minds that we have no fucking sovereignty, that we have no fucking say in what is done in our fucking country when we hold the highest jurisdictional authority, the only goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country. Hey, you're all fucking fired. Get the fuck out. Take your corporation and beat feet. We'll come after you with the fucking common law courts once they're fucking reinstated. And if you can't do that, just keep on moving forward, because this has to fucking break. The people... There are too many people who will not look and live on their fucking knees. They will die on their fucking feet. And there's enough of them to wipe your fucking asses out, and you fucking know it. And look at the theft, people. God damn it. It used to be, you know, at least when they were coming up with their fucking phony, fucking fraudulent corporate fucking elections, They were all like, oh, we're going to, we're thrifty with money. We want to be thrifty. Well, we're going to cut this and we're going to cut that and we're going to cut and give more of your money back to you. No, we're going to empty your fucking pockets. We're taking the fucking lint. And then we're going to take your fucking clothes. And we're going to sell them because you ain't nothing but a fucking subject under that 14th Amendment, that unlawful fucking 14th Amendment, under the unlawful fucking corporation, United States Corporation. Which is unlawful under the 9th and 10th articles of the fucking Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law ratified by the people's December 15, 1791. You got to think about it, people. You got to think about it. Are you going to do it? You have the law. You have your law. You were supposed to do it. Are you going to tell the men who fucking got that for you through goddamn sacrifices you can't even fucking imagine? Nobody wants to sacrifice. Everybody's looking for a way to make a fucking buck off this. It is so fucking disgusting. I mean, it's, at times, I just wonder why the fuck I'm doing this. But then I know there are people out there. I know there are 40 billion of you. I know there are 40 billion of you that will not be put on your fucking knees, and we can wipe these son of a bitches out easily. I know that. But we have to fucking do it. We should have done it a long fucking time ago. And every day we are delinquent, we got more shit like this. This is just more fraud. But still, they're fucking building goddamn a huge army over in the Ukraine, one that can match a world fucking army for the fucking Jews, so that they can fucking, you know, go ahead and take that Ottoman Empire and rule the fucking world under fucking Ptolemaic law. You know, where you can screw a little baby. And it's all right because it won't remember it. You know them motherfuckers, don't you? Them Khazarian bastards. In a statement, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the funds were needed to confront China with the Pentagon, which the Pentagon has identified as the top priority. Then what are you doing sending $100 billion over to the fucking Ukraine? For the goddamn mobsters to sit down at the fucking mob table, because that is the Biden mob fucking headquarters, and sit down and divide up this $100 billion fucking dollars. That's what'll happen. That's what's been happening. They've been taking. Goddamn, how are you living? I ain't living so goddamn good. Are you? Every day it gets harder. Every day it gets more miserable. With fuck your reset. You don't get a reset, me motherfucker. I ain't a piece of your goddamn technology. I'm a fucking living man from this fucking earth. And I would, and like I said, I will fucking fight you to the very fucking end, you son of a bitches. And anybody that doesn't's a fucking coward. Anybody that doesn't deserves what they get if they do not fucking smash these fuckers with the largest army that's ever existed on this planet times 10. You won't do it. You got the goddamn power right there in your fucking hands and you won't fucking do it. You want to polish that fucking gun. In a statement on the request, Secretary of Defense Lloyd, the president's budget request provides the resources necessary to address the pacing challenge from the People's Republic of China. No, it don't. This will be given to China. I mean, what the fuck are you doing selling goddamn mass fucking sections of our growing land here in the United States that you cannot sell because you haven't taken it from the fucking people? You have to take it from us as individuals. You have to have 340 million fucking trials in the common law to get the fucking land. And you'd have to get fucking, 300 million of you who tried it would fucking hang. And you fucking know it. That's why you will not talk about that Bill of Rights. That's why, man, shouldn't the Bill of Rights be front and fucking center now, people? Haven't we reached that point to where it is the Bill of Rights or fucking a one world fucking government with us as one world fucking slaves? They're claiming that their one world fucking meetings with the G whatever and the fucking, you know, where they all go together outside of their goddamn jurisdictions and they go and they plot just like the fucking plotted in fucking Philadelphia for the goddamn phony ass fucking constitution that never existed. Oh, we're declaring, we just signed an act saying that we can violate the fuck out of your rights. Well, come and fucking do it, son of a bitch. You will fucking find out who has the fucking cojones and who doesn't. We all will. The president's budget request provides necessary resources to address pacing challenges from the People's Republic of China. That is such fucking bullshit. You fucking bring their fucking students over here. You know that the one guy's living with the fucking spy. Hell, you got it on TV. I mean, you had it on TV, but the guy's fucking a fucking spy for the Chinese fucking government. They're in the fucking colleges. We're paying the fucking tuition for the son of a bitches so that they can take our fucking trade secrets, take them back to fucking China, produce them with our fucking goddamn stolen fucking wealth and our stolen resources, and fucking just take our goddamn country. I mean, this isn't how you do it. I mean, this ain't like an invading army, but it is. It is an invading army behind the line of fucking sleaze, weasel. I can't think of anything low enough to call these son of a bitches. You won't stand up and fucking fight us. That's for goddamn sure, because you have no fucking balls. You try to get us to fight each other, but you can't do it. Like the son of a bitch wanting to divide it into red states and blue states, and they get to have their fucking communism, and we get to have our fucking fascism. Well, fuck you both. We're not having either, and all of you are going to fucking hang for even suggesting it. You will fucking hang. That is a violation of the fucking highest law in this fucking land, and you goddamn well know it. Why won't you bring that motherfucker out and argue it? I'll argue with you. I'll show you. You know what I happen. I'd be fucking pinning every one of you as a fucking goddamn traitor to this country, committing espionage against our fucking people and selling our lands that you can't sell because you haven't procured them through the fucking procedural due process that we are goddamn guaranteed through the law we put in place. Your fucking, your constitution, even the original constitution, before you wrote the corporate constitutions, none of them were ratified by we the people. Not the people, they knew the people would not ratify the goddamn things. No, you're not, I mean, it's just like fucking when Adam stood up and said, let's declare a king. They knew it wouldn't fucking fly. They know this shit ain't going to fucking fly. You have made things so abnormal on people that they're fucking, the hate that fucking is built against you, you cannot fucking fathom. You cannot fathom what the people want to fucking do to deal with your asses. If you could, I mean, well, even if you fathom, you're too fucking, you're sick in the head. You're mental patients. You should be in a fucking institution. You should be put up against the law for the fucking treason and sedition you have committed openly against we the people and our jurisdictional authority over this fucking country. China, huh? Address advance and persistent threats, accelerated innovation and persistent threats. Why are you selling them our fucking, letting them buy our goddamn fucking growing lands? Why are you selling them when they don't even fucking belong to you? You must really hate these people. I mean, you're taking such goddamn good. I bet you we're still paying subsidies to the son of a bitches if it could be fucking found out. I mean, you're hiding everything. You sent the fucking internet over there. Half of it's fucking gone. The internet the people in this United States fucking created and the people around the world fucking created. Well, you send it over there to the fucking Chi-Cons because they're your fucking buddies and you ain't going to use none of this fucking goddamn stolen wealth to fucking hurt them in any fucking way. You will assist them. You've been assisting them like you've been assisting the fucking invasion across our southern border. You are fucking traitors and you deserve a traitor's fucking death. Addressing, yeah, right, man. Threat, persistent threat. So let's fucking sell them our fucking growing fucking lands over here. What do you say, guys? Isn't that what you do to somebody who's threatening you, who is a threat to your fucking country, and you send three fucking military generals over there to organize their army for them? And you're wanting, and you're saying, we need this $1 trillion to fucking stop what we're creating? Is that what it is? You fucking scumbags. You fucking scumbag Charlie. It ain't going to fucking work. Albert Pike will not see his dream fulfilled. It's going to become a fucking nightmare. And you're going to be the fucking goddamn subject of that fucking nightmare. Accelerate innovation and modernization and ensure operational reliance amidst our changing times. Changing climate. I mean, fuck it. Is there man-made climate change? You goddamn right there are. I look up at the fucking sky and see it every day. I know about HAARP. I mean, that's the Jew way. I mean, be doing it right in your face, attacking you and saying, stop resisting, stop resisting. Boy, you hate me. You hate me trying to stop me from killing you. They're sickening motherfuckers. Austin, a former Raytheon board member, said in a statement, according to responsible statecraft, more than half of the budget will likely be defense contractors. What do you know? The goddamn, this has been a fucking corporate fucking welfare state from the go. They've taken it all. God, people, you know the lies we should have led that our grant, and even from the fucking get-go, that our people, the American nationals, should have lived a fucking life of fucking a Saudi prince. This is the richest country on planet Earth. Only it's just fucking stolen. They set it up to be stolen. The anti-federalists told us they were going to steal it from us. And still we sat there and we just fucking watched it happen because they were throwing some pretty nice scraps. And fuck, you know, the scraps, it allowed for a little time. And man, some people got a month's vacation after working their fucking asses off. And after you work your ass off for fucking 60, 65 years, then you fucking, they've got it set up so that you fucking die before you ever collect one fucking dollar they've stolen from you over those fucking, a 30 or 40 year career of working. That's what you're fucking saying. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, these people have no authority over you. They can't. It's written in law and you can read it. And I don't think you people fucking are stupid and don't fucking realize what's going on. I think that you're fucking just scared. You better be more afraid of what's going to happen if you do not fucking step up and enforce the goddamn law. You've seen what these lawless motherfuckers will do. That's what these articles are all about, isn't it? What will those motherfuckers do next? According to a responsible statecraft, more than half of the budget will likely go to defense contractors. Didn't Eisenhower even stand up and warn us against the fucking goddamn industrial war complex? We got people fucking up probably fucking, 10 million, I don't know how many people, living under goddamn fucking freeway underpasses. And these motherfuckers, oh, it's just a bill. Just a bill. It's just a bill. It's a trill. We're going to kick it up to a trill. And the thing is, they're fucking stealing 95%, and the rest is going to the fucking industrial war complex. And what are we exporting? Death. Death. Why do you want to go? I mean, these motherfuckers want to go around the world to any place that you, I mean, if you discover oil, you discover gold, you discover any fucking valuable resource on your land, you better be fucking quiet. Because they will be there to protect you and help you and kill your fucking ass, drive you out, put in a puppet government and milk your fucking resources until they're gone and you're left in the third world hellhole starving to death. Just like they're trying to do here. But I'll tell you what, you fucking Americans aren't like other fucking people. And you're going to find that fucking out the hard way, I guess, because you cannot listen. I mean, when the Indians told them to fucking leave us alone, man, just fucking leave us alone. We're on our own fucking land. Leave us alone. You know what they the rest of the bodies, they took the clothes off and mutilated the bodies, but they only did one thing to Custer. A squaw took a fucking awl and stuck it in his fucking each one of his ears, clear through till and so that he could hear what the people were saying in the next life. You can keep screaming it as loud as you want. It don't mean shit if you won't back it up. If you will not fucking go put yourself to the fucking hazard and fucking back up what your fucking law is, you're fucking pissing up a wet rope. Do you think that they don't know what we fucking know? Of course they fucking do. You heard Hillary Clinton, I'm claiming my sovereignty. My sovereignty. Ooh. See, they've known about it all along as they ran their fucking goddamn foreign, corrupt fucking goddamn occupation. At any time, that you can't do nothing. I can do anything I want to because I know the truth. That you emptied the fucking benches of the fucking common law courts, the highest courts in this land. I can tell the people what you fucking, and when, I mean, fuck, I've sat here and screamed this for 12 fucking years. And what the fuck, you know, but if Hillary Clinton stood up and said, oh, it'd be the gospel by the next fucking day, even though she's the lying son of a bitch that ever fucking drew air. Wouldn't it? But this red state, blue state, these motherfuckers, you see them, you tell them, they get no state. You will kill you red bastards and we'll kill you blue bastards. We're going to have the goddamn United States of these Americas like it's supposed to be under the fucking Supreme Superior Law of December 15, 1791. We are going to have self-rule. You are going to leave us the fuck alone. You do not own our fucking public lands. What you have sold, we're taking back. It's all fucking fraud and it can be easily proven. And if they don't like it, then fucking we'll just get out our nuclear arsenal and use that $5.5 trillion in fucking 1950s and 60s and 70s dollars fucking arsenal to fucking destroy us. I mean, fuck what people, would you live as a fucking slave on this fucking planet? I will not. I cannot bow to another's will. Not when I have my goddamn rights. The rights are right in front of me. And my first art, I mean, people don't realize how one right is connected into the next right. Your right to redress. You can't get your right to redress because your fucking the ninth article has been violated. The right, you do not have your common law courts, the highest courts in this land. The highest jurisdictional authority in this land is we, the people, as individuals. I don't care if there's a million millionaires, billionaires stand in front of me. I'm equal to any one of them or all of them put together. They cannot fucking pool fucking power and fucking take away the right of the individual. It is a fucking natural right born into me, a part of my fucking being, and you can't have it. You can't take it. You can't contract it away, and I can't even give it away. Look up the word unalienable, see what that son of a bitch means, because that's what you're dealing with. And people can still read and write. More than you fucking think. We're not all walking around with our fucking pants hanging down to our goddamn knees, showing our dirty fucking asses to the world. We're not. You've yet to meet America, you son of a bitches. You're going to find out when you get to the fucking jungle, and fuck, I'll tell you what. You go ahead and start that starvation shit, and you watch the jungle explode out of the fucking cities. And these smart cities, that's another thing, Trumpy, this guy talking about, oh, we should give the blue states to them and all of us have the red states so we can have communism and fascism under the same fucking criminal fucking goddamn organizations it's been under all the time. It will be corporate. They don't want to get rid of the corporate. The corporate gets the mammon. They want the fucking mammon. They want the, I mean, that's what all of these bastards fucking going, you know, from the beginning of this country, you know, it's always was God bless you. God bless the United States. These motherfuckers are monsters. And look at fucking Trumpy, man. You talk about the lefties, and they are. They're scum. They are the lowest scum to ever exist. But there is no difference from them and the righties. Look at fucking your boy Trump. Your boy Trump went to Pedophile Island and screwed little children. I mean, he's a sick son of a bitch. They're all sick son of a bitches. They're in the sick son of a bitch club, and you ain't in it. All you can do is fucking either destroy them or let them destroy you. And then what you leave to your progeny, well, you can think about that when you draw your last breath. Scarcraft, more than half the budget will likely be defense contractors, which with Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Boeing, Northrop, Gunman, and Raytheon. Getting the biggest chunk. The budget includes 170. I mean, the way they just talk about billions of dollars. God damn you. I remember, I think it was under Reagan when it went to $1 trillion. And man, everybody was like, we're fucking wiped out. We're wiped out financially. And we were. But this ain't our fucking debt. This is what's owed to us. Don't you get it? And they fucking know it. Includes 170 billions for, weapons procurement and $145 billion. I mean, this is the way they talk about billions of dollars. Billion for the research and development of new arms. Yeah, you said, well, you're going to need something, motherfucker, because you know what? They try to scare you with technology. But look at their technology, how fallible it is. I mean, it's fucking junk. One fucking goddamn burst from the sun. I mean, they had one back, I think it was in the 30s or something like that. But I mean, it fucking fried power lines and everything. It would shut the fucking world down. And it was just one fucking blast. And I mean, fucking, and this shit, like I said, it's always, it's hackable. If you make something, somebody will find a way around it. Just like we always fucking have. We're fucking Americans. We're not going to fucking be your goddamn bitches. Get that through your fucking head. You're our bitches, bitch. And you have broken our laws and you are going to answer for breaking those fucking laws. Get that through your fucking head. We'll be back in about a minute or so here. Maybe if I do the right thing here. Here we go. And then here we go. And yes.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. Our fight has won in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this whose land you're on. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Shining armor, piercing a ring, houses run with a father's shield, fight the battles to lay yield. Midnight battle on red dawn, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry, how many of them can we make die? How many of them can we make die? Ah, how many of them can we make die?
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai. But, I mean, you think of the days of old. You went to take somebody's fucking country from them. You got a goddamn fight right out the fucking gate. But these sleazy fucking commies, son of a bitches, I swear, there's no end to it. I mean, this isn't conventional warfare. This isn't coming in and beating somebody in battle. This is fucking sleazy, backstabbing, snake shit, slime, fucking drama, horse shit that fucking no decent person would want to be around. That's why fucking people are fucking backing such so far away from it. But you got to destroy it. That's the only way it goes away. Otherwise, you back up, you give them some more goddamn ground to fucking cover, don't you? Let's get back and see what we got. Okay. Where were we here? Oh, we did that one. Okay. Let's go back here. Okay. Israeli firm transferred $1 billion out of Silicon Valley bank to Israel before seizure by feds. This is by Chris Minahan. I don't know. Shit, man. I don't know nobody's name. I don't speak Irish. At any rate, man, let's take a look at this. Israel's two largest banks, and you see, this was going to happen. They didn't have no prior notice of this. It was God looking out for them, the Tomatic God, you know, the one that sanctions screwing little three-year-olds. He was watching out for them, don't you know? Israel's two largest banks, Bank Leumi and Bank Hapoalim, set up a situation room that has been operating around the clock to help firms transfer the money from SVB before it is seized. Two accounts in Israel, I'm sorry. Over the past few days, teams at Lehman Tech, the high-tech banking arm of Bank Lehman, have been able to help their Israeli clients transfer about $1 billion. I mean, we just got to take care of these goddamn son of a bitches. You watch when this shit happens. People, I mean, all the homes are going to be lost. So this is fucking 2008 getting ready to happen all over again, people. already know people who were going to sell their houses and fucking try to move up in the fucking world. They thought they had their step up, and they found that now they're glad that they kept their fucking houses, because you can't buy them. I mean, you can't buy a fucking house. I mean, you're competing with the goddamn conglomerates. See, they have these fucking real estate conglomerates. They come up and they buy up all of the fucking, they don't care. They don't care how much they pay for it, because they're going to raise the rent that much. And you're paying more for rent than, I mean, you could be buying two fucking houses. So what if there's no houses and they've got them all? These motherfuckers are goddamn criminals. And this should not be fucking allowed. This country should be fucking, there should not be one American national that is living outside or under a fucking bridge or anywhere else. Israel's Haaretz newspaper reports that a good many Israeli companies had been able to get their money out in time. Well, go figure that. We got to know who's first. You know, when you got these goddamn Israeli-American dual passport-carrying motherfuckers, who do you think they're going to look out for? Well, fuck that. There ain't no goddamn son of a bitch in Washington that gives a shit about the American nationals, the people who own this goddamn country, the people they have swindled. They only fear us. That's all there is. But that it was clearly not a case of everyone, and that companies whose deposits are now locked will seek to conceal this, concern that the rumors might drive away customers, suppliers, and employees. The FDIC has announced an emergency bailout program that will pay depositors 100% of the money they held. See, they go and they play the fucking game. How would you like to go into the fucking casino? Go in there and play fucking all night long. Whatever money you lost, come out and fucking, they just take it and write you a check from the government. How would you like to do that? Because this goddamn market, this stock market bullshit, is as far away from the fucking mainstream people of this fucking country as you could possibly fucking get. They bail them out and they'll use your fucking money to fucking finance fucking whores and cocaine and champagne. And they haven't slowed down since 2008. Record fucking profits every quarter as more people are fucking put out on the fucking streets. As Americans fucking live, they tell us, you got to learn to live with less, because we have to have gold faucets and gold toilet lids on our fucking 100-foot yachts. Don't you see? You should have to bow to us. We won't bow to you. Come, you know, they'll talk this shit, but as individuals, walk up to me and say that. I fucking dare you. Walk up to me and fucking say that. I'll beat your fucking ass right into the fucking ground and show you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing special about you. You're just a fucking dirty thieving ass worm. You have no fucking conscience. You're a thief. You're a violator of the law. If Americans knew... it's where we're... Over the past few days, teams at Lehman Tech and the high-tech banking arm, Bank Lima, have been able to help their Israeli clients transfer about $1 billion to Israel, the bank said. We got to take care of Israel. Israel first. Remember, that's Trump. Israel first, king of fucking Israel. If Americans knew, has more. Israel's newspaper reports that a good many Israeli companies had been able to get their money out in time, but that it was clearly not the case for everyone, and that companies whose deposits are now locked, and we did that, I'm sorry, the FDIC announced emergency bailout. That's where we were at. They're going to emergency bailout that will pay depositors 100%. That's exactly what they did in 2008, wasn't it? 100%, and then gave them the fucking properties back. People who had fucking worked all their fucking lives, lost their homes, lost their bank accounts, were put out on the fucking street. They took their motorhomes at first, but then they took their motorhomes away from them because they couldn't afford the fucking goddamn licensing. So there's just the permission to own it. Don't you see? The FDIC, okay, over $10 million per day from American taxpayers. Wait a minute, that's where I want to get to. U.S. money will go to Israel companies. Israel already receives over $10 million per day from American taxpayers. You look around you. I look around me. I can't afford shit. The fucking money's worthless. $10 million. Why? I know Katie could come up on here and tell me because they're the only democracy in the Middle East. They're not a fucking democracy. They're a fucking goddamn cartel of criminals based in the Middle East. And this cartel that's in this fucking country, well, our country's occupied by fucking communists, Capitol Hill, 30,000 troops fucking protecting their fucking asses as they fucking think they're going to fucking give our country away. But it ain't over till the fighting's over. They think this starvation thing's going to work. It ain't. Americans will find a way around anything. We always have. Name one time we haven't. You will not fucking succeed. The Washington Post reports, while the fund going to the depositors is paid into by U.S. banks, it ultimately backstopped by the Treasury Department and therefore the U.S. dumbass taxpayer. You go out there, you need to go out there and sweat so these fucking Israelis don't, because they lost at the casino, don't you see? And though, hey, we can jack the price of gas back up. I mean, I'm sure there's a crisis they could create overnight and jack the price of gas up another $2 or $3. They'll get all that fucking back. And the whole idea is to break the country any fucking how, isn't it? How nice of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to look the other way while these funds were transferred out. She has nothing to do with it. That's a foreign fucking bank owned by the fucking Rothschilds. It is a fucking fraud. It's not supposed to be here. It's the son of a bitch that owes us. We want our fucking gold and we want our fucking silver back. We want you son of a bitches in fucking standing on the gallows because that's where you deserve to be. You have hurt so many fucking people. It ain't even fucking funny. Right, here we go. White House asked for $11 billion more for Navy, Marine Corps, spending by Courtney Alban. Man, I'm looking at the ship on dry. 800, I mean, we're at $1 trillion fucking dollars, more than all the other countries put to fucking together, spend on their defense. Who are we defending ourselves against? Nobody. This is a fucking aggressive attack, fucking goddamn mob army. You're fucking goddamn hired mercenaries, and we're fucking paying for it. U.S. Nimitz, CVN 68, in dry dock six after dewatering at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard and intermediate maintenance facility in Bremerton, Washington, March 5th, 2018. Van Nugen / USA Navy. Washington, the Navy and Marine Corps' budget would grow by more than $11 billion. I keep that $11 billion. I mean, they're talking about like a fucking. Well, the money is goddamn worthless. You can tell it when you walk into the goddamn Soviet stores. There's nothing on the fucking shelves, and you're fucking. You go to buy something that fucking should cost a fucking dollar and it's fucking goddamn 15, 16 fucking dollars. I mean, shit has risen. It just keeps on rising up. And it is taking the goddamn, it's going to be to the point to where, well, there may be some food on the fucking shelves, but you won't be able to fucking afford it. Oh, man. Let's see what else we got here. California's Democratic governor, of the way they have to throw the Democrat in. I got to take a drink of water here. Excuse me. California's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, has around $250,000 being held in the Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, that recently collapsed by Keelan. Want to bet he gets it back? You want to bet it comes out of your fucking pocket, huh? Anyways, let's see who did this. A leader. Okay. While the fact was conveniently withheld, Newsom simultaneously promoted the Biden administration bailing out of Excuse me. The bailing out of SVB customers with more than $250,000 limit covered by Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC insurance. And who pays for that insurance? Who pays the payout? Oh, that's right. That's you and me. Because we're the ones playing fucking keno, our fucking goddamn blackjack, or the slot machines in the fucking casino that just lost a fucking bunch of money. And it's got to be replaced. It's interesting that Newman seems to have just above the threshold typically covered by the FDIC and SVB, but the same is true for more than 90% of the bank's clients. So everybody with $250,000 in there, I mean, that's no little fucking bit of money. I don't know what it'd be worth. Probably worth $25. It may come to the point to where we got billion-dollar fucking bills, but it's going to be irrelevant because the son of a bitches aren't worth anything. On Sunday, Newsom's office issued the following statement regarding Biden's handling of the banking crisis. The Biden administration has acted swiftly and decisively to protect the American economy and strengthen public confidence. Fuck you, rob us some more, and that's, yeah, we're confident you're going to steal some more, no fucking doubt about it. And our banking system, it ain't our banking system. It is a foreign banking system. We were guaranteed that our Treasury would mint only gold and silver without fucking debt attached to it, and that we would have a free enterprise system. This ain't our fucking banks. It's just like with that last bailout in 2008. You know, we were bailing out banks around the goddamn world. Banks, we had nothing. I mean, they just did it. Why'd they do it? Come on, let me think. Oh, that's right, because we fucking let them. We just fucking let them do it. Their actions this weekend have claimed calm nerves. Oh, yeah, I'm sure Gavin Newsom's nerves are calm. He ain't fucking going to lose no goddamn money. This is just a fucking maneuver to take more away from the fucking people and transfer it from the poor to the fucking filthy fucking rich and try to starve the poor out and fucking try to cull them from the fucking planet. And the planet ought to cull these bastards. And then maybe we could fucking live in fucking peace. And maybe we could know fucking joy in our lives again. Impacts on California on our small business that can now make payroll workers who will get their paychecks and affordable housing projects that can continue construction and on nonprofits that can keep their doors open tomorrow. California is a pillar of the American economy, and federal leaders did the right thing, ensuring our innovation economy can continue. And I got my money. I didn't lose my money. I lost it all at the fucking blackjack table. But hey, man, that's all right. We're gonna go out and we're gonna just take it from the fucking people and put it back in our fucking box. Well, we were gonna take the money anyway. This is just our excuse. Meanwhile, Intercepts, Ken, looks like Klippenstein, revealed Tuesday that the winners owned by, the wineries, I'm sorry. I just have to read from this and I'm going to get different glasses. Wineries owned by Gavin Newsom are listed as clients of the SVB website. If that close financial tie isn't suspicious, no, that's not suspicious. This is just, I mean, they're doing it right in your fucking face. They're not like trying to hide nothing. And it ain't suspicious. They're telling you, we're going to take care of Gavin Newsom, and we're going to take care of his fucking wineries. They're getting their money back, but you ain't. Go sell your fucking house and take to the fucking streets. Start paying $2,000 a month for a studio apartment. You've been fucking culled. SVB president sits on the board of Newsom's wife's charity, the California Partner Project, and that SVP gave $100,000 to the charity in 2021. Well, there's the fucking surprise. I would have never fucking guessed it, people. Anyways, that's enough for me for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, you know, all this shit here, I mean, this is just throwing it, it's kicking sand in your face. It's fucking throw it in your face. And you're a bunch of pussies. We'll take anything from you we fucking want to. And look at who's doing it. These spineless fucking, if they were one-on-one with any fucking man with half a fucking goddamn heart, they would just be bitch slapped to the ground and piss themselves. But these are the people that are fucking you. These are the people that are punking you. Maybe you need to think about that. That is the word from the trenches.
Too big to fail, brother. Have a good one.
You have a good one too, brother. Okay. Well, I'm going to get this in a minute. I swear I am. I did it. And that's the word from the trenches.